And good morning. Welcome to Tchaikovsky's Canon. It is 10:05. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. So today, so the theme of last week's show was the prolific composer Franz Liszt. So this week we're going to be doing something a little bit more modern. We're going to be talking about Philip Glass and some of his other contemporaries and more modern composers. I thought that would be... I was feeling it this morning. So Philip Glass, I believe, is actually the most played American composer that's currently living, one of the most played composers that is living. He might be the most played composer that's living of all time at this point. And he really exemplifies the minimalist movement in classical music. He was trained heavily at Juilliard in the works of Bach and counterpoint, and he uses that to a very different degree than Bach did, but it's extremely innovative in him, and Steve Reich and Terry Riley really set American music above some of the things coming out of Europe for this century. So, of course, that first piece that you heard was our theme song, Also Sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss. So I guess we'll get into Philip Glass here. We have the first selection, which is actually played at the Olympic Games. Somewhere in Europe, I can't quite remember, but it's entitled The Olympian. It was commissioned for that. So here you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we're back. I don't know if you noticed, but that last piece is actually a cover of Sigur Rós, rock band, or I guess they're rock, but not classical anyway. And that's actually one of my favorite pieces of classical music, the way that Kronos Quartet did it right there. So we began with The Olympian, as I said, by Philip Glass, and then we moved to the Evening Song, a piece from one of his operas in Sanskrit. And if anyone knows, Sanskrit is actually a dead language. It is the Indo-European language common to ancient India. And so Philip Glass decided to do something pretty radical, not writing anything in German, Italian, or French, like modern composers do, and he chose to write something in a dead language. And, you know, of course, there's been a lot of music in Latin, if anyone's familiar with, like, religious music in the West, but definitely not anything like that. And it has a pretty interesting tonal quality. I heard one time that someone compared it to Italian, actually. So then we had a New York counterpoint, the beginning, called Fast, by Steve Reich, and we had Jörg Frey with his Extended Circular Music number 1. He's just some dude I found on Spotify, but, I've really gotten into his music, recently. So, we'll get back into it, but first, a PSA. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anyone holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. This is a public service announcement from EFF and your Medford loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. So we'll get back into it right here. This is one of my favorite pieces by Philip Glass. This is the second movement from his violin concerto, played by the Ulster Orchestra. If you have any interest in this piece that I play, I really suggest hearing the entire the piece in its entirety from first to third movement. But here we go. Thank you. And we are back. Good morning again. So there we had his violin concerto for the blast. We had right there Lacrimosa, Remembering Kevin, which is a piece by Terry Riley, played by the Kronos Quartet. That's actually who's played a lot of these, Kronos Quartet. So if you're interested in any modern music, modern classical, that is, I definitely suggest looking at them. They have a ton of different artists. Like, they obviously play some of the like bigger hits, but they really scour the globe to find some very interesting music. So we have one more song for you. Fittingly, it's the end credits to a film that Philip Glass composed for, that he wrote the score for, and this film is The Thin Blue Line. I haven't seen it, but maybe I will. And yeah, that's something interesting about Philip Glass, is that he's really big into doing film scores. All modern composers are, because they do, after all, need to make money. And so this is a pretty interesting piece, very characteristic of Philip Glass to me whenever I hear it. But I think it's a good way to end the show. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.